Uncle Josh at the Circus by Byron G. Harlan.
Well, sir, along last summer, there was a suckies come to Punkin' Center. They come parading into town, bands are playing, banners flying, and animals poking their heads out of the cages. I said to Ezra Hoskin, says, let you and me go to the circus. He said, all right, Joshua. So we put on our store clothes, our new boots, put some money in our pockets, and went down to the circus. Well, sir, I never seen anyone in all my life cut up more fool capers than Ezra Hoskins did. All to once he said to me, gee, where's Josh? There's Steve Jenkins right over there in one of them cages. I said, oh, go on, you silly old fool. That ain't Steve Jenkins. He said, well, now I guess I ought to know Steve Jenkins when I see him. I put in a raise, Steve. Well, sir, we went over to the cage and it wasn't no man at all. Just a darned old baboon. Ezra said, well, now, I never seen any critter in all my life look more like Steve Jenkins than that feller does. I told him I didn't see any use in insulting the baboon. He never done anything to me. Well, sir, we went on into where they was having the circus doings, and I guess us two old codgers just about busted our buttons a-laughing at that silly old clown. He told a lot of silly jokes. He told the ringmaster that his uncle committed suicide different than any other man whatever committed suicide. And the ringmaster said, well, sir, now how did your uncle commit suicide? And that silly old clown said he put his nose in his ear and blowed his head off. Then he sang an old song I hadn't heard in a long time. It went something like this. From Wintertown to Watertown is 15 miles. From Watertown to Wintertown is 15 miles. From Wintertown to Watertown, from Watertown to Wintertown. Walk it all together and it's 15 miles. Well, sir, I noticed a fella rummaging around in the sawdust as though he might have lost something. So I went up to him and I said, mister, did you lose anything? He said, yes, sir, I lost a $10 bill right along here somewhere. If you find it, I'll give you $2. Well, sir, I commenced to help him hunt for it, and I looked around about 10 minutes, but I didn't find it. But I got you, I fooled him. When he wasn't looking, I pulled a $10 bill out of my pocket, and I give it to him. He don't know yet, but what it's the same one he lost. Gosh, I pulled him out of his $2 sicker than a whistle.